CQ, Arizona, and welcome to another fantastic Ham Radio and More show, featuring the many facets of amateur radio. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and today's sponsors include Wallpaper World, Showtronics, and Antennas West. We have as our guest today in studio Norm Sharp, WV7K, and Earl Campbell, KSHJ, of the Arizona Amateurs on TV Club, the group that gets you seen as well as heard. And I hope everybody's by their television sets watching this. No, not really. It's not monitored. Although in the studio here, we have more kinds of equipment than I've seen. And I think he brought Earl and Norm brought more equipment than we had radio equipment here. Now it looks like a TV studio. Okay. Welcome, Norm.
Hey, glad to be here.
Welcome, Earl.
Good afternoon.
If you guys out there have any questions for Earl or Norm about amateur television, if you have any announcements, any offers to buy or sell radio equipment, give us a call at 241-1510. That's 241-1510. Or in DXLAN, give us a call at 1-800-293-KFNN, 1-800-293-5366, and we'll pay for the call. I'd like to remind you that now is the time to call. Later in the show, as has been our custom, our phone lines seem to get very busy in the last 20 minutes, and we don't get to all of your calls. That happened 2 weeks ago and again last week, and I apologize to Nick if you're out there, as I did not make it to his call last week for last week's show. Again, call early, 241-1510, 241-1510, or 1-800-293-KFNN. Again, we have Earl Campbell, who's the president of the Arizona Amateurs on TV, and he's a network administrator and senior engineer programmer for Honeywell. He's president, of course, as I said, of the Arizona Amateurs on TV Club. He's been a ham for more than 20 years. He's an avid experimenter and a builder of all kinds of equipment here that he's, it's just amazing all the stuff that he's brought. And Norm Sharp, whose profession is physical metrology. What exactly is that? Just because that word has stumped me a couple of times.
Yeah, we calibrate electronic test equipment and computer systems and, just calibration.
Okay. And he works for Garrett Auxiliary Power Division of Allied Signal. He's active in retransmitting NASA Select video on amateur television during all the shuttle missions. And he takes care of the maintenance of the amateur TV repeater, which we'll get into in a little while. Before we get to my normal QSTs and stuff, what exactly, whoever wants to jump in, tell us exactly what amateur television is.
Okay, Len. Amateur television basically works very much like amateur radio, the two-way radio. And it's a medium where you're seen as well as heard. You take your camcorder or other video source, usually a camcorder, you connect it to a transmitter you've probably built or purchased, and you can get on the air just like a real television station, except that you can do a two-way exchange, just like on ham radio, on your 2 meters or any of your other kind of two-way radio communications. And you can see the other person in real time, just like a regular television station.
So we're basically the amateur television network.
That's true. There is an ATN, by the way, in California that links a whole bunch of television repeaters together, and they can... amateur television is normally a very short-ranged mode of communications, less than 50 miles usually. But in California and Nevada and some other places around, they have linked several of these repeaters together, so you can go all the way from... Northern California all the way through to Texas at times when they link all these repeaters together. So there is such a thing as the ATN or amateur television network.
Amazing. Well, again, anybody out there, we're going to be discussing amateur television, and anybody out there who has a question, by all means give us a call at 241-1510. And if you have anything to buy or sell, We'll take your calls during the hour also. Norm, you had a want, didn't you?
Yeah, we're in the need for a 10-gig link that we're putting up. We need a 4-foot commercial-type aluminum microwave dish, and we're looking for 4 WR90 flanges. So if anybody has any of that stuff, I guess give a call here.
Where can they call?
Or they can call the house here at 582-8087.
582-8087.
87.
Okay. I want to thank everybody for sending their QSL cards in. I want to thank Mr. Stiles out in Tucson for sending me his QSL card, and we are reaching out into Tucson. We got a few cards from Tucson. And also, I was told that we're reach out into Flagstaff. Now, I know some of you in the West Valley have trouble hearing us, but it does have an unusual propagation, I guess, our antenna wave, whatever, because people in Flagstaff and in Tucson have heard us, but sometime in the Northwest Valley, you guys have a problem. But I encourage you to please continue to send in your QSL cards, and I'm sending back to you a KFNN KB7 LPW. QSL card, so please send yours in. It's just a little novelty to say thank you for listening and participating. And our address to send in the cards and any comments or suggestions is to Len Winkler, KFNN Radio, 4800 North Central in Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. Also, we will be putting all these QSL cards into a box soon, and within the next 2 weeks, we'll start drawing a card every single week so that you can win a prize. I'm not sure what the prizes are going to be, but we will have them, that is assured. This will begin in a couple weeks, so send in your cards now. Remember, this coming week, there are lots of activities locally going on. Tomorrow night is the monthly West Valley Amateur Radio Club in Sun City. They have their meeting. And you can call Ray at 972-8733 for information. Wednesday is the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Meeting in Scottsdale, of course, at the Senior Center Building. Call Walt at 947-0338 for details. I want to mention also that the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club is having VE testing this coming Saturday. I believe it starts at 10:30, and I think if you ask Walt at 947-0338, he could have some information for you about the VE testing. And Thursday night is the monthly Central Arizona DX Association meeting at the Para Club in Tempe. Tony at 878-2929 will have all the details for that. And Saturday night, this Saturday, June 8th, it happens again, and I would expect a lot of you people to be there. You won't want to miss it. Yes, it's the monthly Tea Hunt, the hunt for the hidden transmitter. It takes place at 7 p.m. sharp. Be at least 10 minutes early if you want to get a ride at 44th Street and Thomas in the Thomas Mall. 146.94 is the talk-in frequency, and it's a great, fun experience. So be there. I'll be there, and I'll be, like I told you last week, I'm lucky enough, I'll be in the hiding group this time, so be very interesting. Remember, I'm sure I don't need to remind you, but June 22nd and 23rd is Field Day. And Dan Meredith from the Arizona Amateur Radio Club welcomes anybody that wants to participate with their club on Field Day to join in. Also, Dan Meredith and the Arizona Amateur Radio Club has beginning packet classes, and they're every Sunday at 12 noon at the American Red Cross Building, 1510 East Flower, and it's hosted by Dan Meredith and, again, sponsored by the Arizona Amateur Radio Club. One more thing from Dan, and this is really interesting if you're into packet. Dan wanted me to make sure that everyone out there knows that are you tired of busy packet frequencies? Well, now there's something you can do about it. Sounds like one of my spots. Make the switch to 147.38 Simplex. There you can reach the N7MRP-3 node. Again, that's 147.38 Simplex, and you can reach the N7MRP-3 node located in Central Phoenix and connect all over the valley without the hassles of busy frequencies. The system works like as a standard node, just as PHX or WPHX nodes. All amateurs are welcome. Personal mailboxes are certainly welcome to all. And last, but certainly not least, of course, is House Bill H.R. 73, which still needs your help. now more than ever, because time is running down for the deadline. So to have enough sponsors for the bill, so they're still far short. We need more letters to be sent in today to your representatives. Send them to like John Rhodes at the House Office Building, Washington, D.C., 20515. I did it, and so should you, so please don't forget. Want to take a second to tell you about next week. Our guest will be Lee Finkel, KY7M, and we'll be discussing the many aspects of DXing and contesting. June 16th will feature Jim Stevens, KK7C, talking again about field day and the use of solar power and antennas for field day. And then on your way back home from field day on June 23rd, our guest will be Robert Sutton, the head of Army Mars. We'll discuss Army Mars and all the other Mars programs, and especially how it was used in Desert Storm. And on June 30th, we will have a show you cannot miss featuring Dave Blaschke, W5UN from Manville, Texas. Dave has been written up in many magazines and has an antenna that is over 1 acre in size. He uses two pickup trucks to rotate it. He has over 100 countries confirmed on Moon Bounce. It'll be a super show. Okay, before I get to Earl and Norm once again, I got to take a moment to tell you about my car repair experience this past week. On Tuesday, I took my van to Ken Nichols' recommended spot, Lincoln Linda Brock Auto, to get it repaired. I'm very serious when I say I was treated extremely well, with a smile and a nice Ham Radio and More discount, which all of you get by just going to Linda Brock and mentioning that you heard about it on Ham Radio and More. You'll receive 15% off on parts and labor. Anyway, the van was ready on time, as promised. It works great. It looks great. They did a super job. I was very happy, and you will be too. But while I was there, I looked at some of the new vehicles Ken Nichols had in stock. He showed me some really neat, the new Volkswagen Multivan, which I've never seen. It has a push-up top where you can sleep in. It's really kind of a neat item. And I looked at the price on the sticker, and it was much less than I suspected it would be. They also have the new Oldsmobile Bravado, which is an all-wheel drive 4.3 V6 engine. It had a couple extra cigarette lighter receptacles, so you can bring all your amateur radio activity along and plug it in, and of course your microwave and fax machine and anything else. You can still get one before field day, so hurry up. Whether you want a BMW, a Volkswagen, an Oldsmobile, a Dodge, or any other vehicle at all, Ken Nichols is the only person, and Linda Brock the only place to call if you want sincerity and the absolute lowest prices anywhere. Ken has that proven track record. You can call 228-2336 for a low price quote. Also, call Ken, drop in, just say hello to him, and yes, Ken will give you free, without obligation, a brand new, beautiful, nice Arizona white cap. I know, you know, we have people out there that live for new caps, and this one is really a beautiful cap. Just give Ken a call. Let him show you how inexpensive a new car can be. Call 228-2336 today. Call Ken Nichols, 228-2336, and get your free cap. Earl and Norm, we're back to you. And I've heard a lot about amateur television, the fact slow scan, fast scan TV. What is the difference between slow scan and fast scan TV? Who wants to take that?
Okay, I'll take that. Slow scan television started out many years ago as a method by which amateurs could send pictures to one another on the low bands. That's typically the bands between 1.6 megahertz and 30 megahertz. And we're only permitted to do certain bandwidth signal down there.
Okay, why don't we stop you right here? And Earl, you have a trivia question that we're going to give all of our listeners out there so that they can win a fantastic prize again this week. And if you're into amateur television, of course you're going to know the answer to this like that. I hope you heard that snap. It wasn't too good. But If you're not into amateur TV, call us at 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366 and take a stab at this question. Go ahead, Earl.
Okay. Today's trivia question is, what is the lowest band or frequency amateur fast scan television is permitted? Again, what is the lowest band or frequency amateur fast scan television is permitted?
Okay, and again, our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. Okay, continue, please.
Okay, on slow scan, they needed a way to send pictures back and forth, so they developed a method by which they can take video information, a television picture, and convert it into audio or sound signals. Mm-hmm. Now, the big trade-off on this is that we could not send live moving pictures. It was like a still photograph, and it took 8 seconds to send just a small black and white picture. So on fast scan television, however, that's where we can send two-way television information or send television pictures live fast scan television. Fast scan referring to full motion video, just like what your standard television receives when you watch the news at night or you watch a movie on television. We see motion, we see the color, we have the sound. So fast scan television is full motion video, such as what you would record with your camcorder at home.
And do you get the clarity that you would get?
Oh, yes. We get pictures that look as good or better than any of the local television stations here in town, depending upon conditions and how much power the guys operate with, etc. Typically, most of the people around the Phoenix area, since we do have, and we'll get into this a little more later, a repeater on top of a mountain here in Phoenix, typically most of the people are only running 1 to 2 watts of power with a very inexpensive transmitter and using a camcorder you usually have laying around. And they just do two-way television by using this very inexpensive piece of equipment. So it's very inexpensive to get into. Most okay. people for receiving already have the necessary equipment to receive with, and that would be just your standard television.
Now we'll get into that in a minute. We have a winner on the line. Okay, W7JXQ, Gerald?
Hi, Len.
How you doing?
Real fine. I called in a couple weeks ago. We're a ham radio operator, too, and we are just getting into amateur television. And I know Earl there, he has a very good picture of his video on TV several times.
Mm-hmm.
We're only running 1 watt on video right now. Happen to shoot through some trees, so I don't get a very good picture into it, but we're trying.
So you're involved in amateur television. You're a member of the club?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're having a little problem with the phone here, and it's not me, people who are listening, because I've been listening for the last 2 days on KFNN, and they've been having troubles here, and I wish we didn't have this problem. Gerald, are you able to hear me pretty decently, or is this...
All right, yes.
Okay. What is the answer to the lowest frequency that you can use fast scan television on?
Well, it's a 70 centimeter band, which is 420 to 450 megahertz. Out of the video is around 434 on the frequency that the Shaw Butte machine is on, and that's KSHJ.
Okay, and yeah,
hello?
Okay, yes, can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Off the air?
No, we're on the air, but this phone is going screwy.
So, okay, it's a 70 centimeter band, which is 420 to 450.
Okay, that is correct, and I appreciate your call and the patience on the phone here. What you have won is a Sundrop t-shirt and a Sundrop cap. And have you heard me talk about Sundrop before?
Yes, I have. Thank you very much. Okay. I take large or extra large.
Okay, well, they have large and extra large. In fact, the gentleman...
Large or extra large, yes.
Okay, the gentleman who started Sundrop in Phoenix, he's a pretty big guy, and so I'm sure he has plenty of extra larges. Sundrop is finally good news for Arizona. He's positive about Arizona. He's the governor's newly proclaimed goodwill ambassador for Arizona, and he's wherever anything good in Arizona is happening. You can also just... another plug for Sundrop is that you can, if you have a charity event or some other type of event, get Sundrop to be at your event by calling 435-0469, 435-0469 for more information on Sundrop. And they do sell t-shirts if anybody wants to buy one, so they are kind of cute. I'm wearing one. What do you think of mine, Earl?
Oh, definitely nice.
See, too bad he's not showing this, of course. Being a commercial broadcast, we're not doing that. But anyway, Jerry, I thank you again for calling and with the correct answer. And thanks for listening to Ham Radio and More.
Thank you very much, and good day now.
Okay, bye-bye. These phones are going to be my ruination. Okay. So the repeater that you have is on what frequency again?
Okay, the repeater is on an output frequency of 421.25 megahertz. It's in the 70 centimeter band. It is on the absolute lowest channel that we're permitted to transmit amateur television. And an interesting note here, the reason why we chose this particular frequency is that you can receive it on just about any standard television by tuning below channel 14. So you set your television up on channel 14, and then you use your fine-tuning control, and you tune as low as you can go, and you'll probably see our signal. Now, there is an alternate way of doing it. Most modern televisions today are capable of receiving all kinds of cable television channels. However, if you take and put your television on cable channel 57.
Now, is that if you're connected to cable, or just your television is cable ready?
Right. Your television needs to be cable ready, at least 120 channel cable ready or more. Most of today's sets are 151 or 155 or 181 channel cable ready. Well, you take and you connect an outside antenna, 450 megahertz outdoor vertical antenna, or even just a little 6-inch piece of wire to the back of your television. If you're fairly close to the central Phoenix area, we put out a real good signal, and tune it to cable channel 57 while connected to your outside antenna. And you should see, if you have one of the newer televisions, the output of the KS8J fast-scan television repeater. And it's active quite often. We're sitting here in the studio with a little 4-inch television monitor watching. I don't see anybody on there right now, but just a few minutes ago, we did see a fellow on there, KE7GH. And we see people on here at all times of the day and night. Now, a real good night to watch is Wednesday night from 7:30 to about 9 o'clock in the evening. Any Wednesday night, we have a net, and while I'm on the subject, I may as well tell everybody about the net. We have a net on 2 meters as well as through the television repeater on a frequency of 147.28, and that's plus 600, the 2888 repeater, 147.28 repeater. And at 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday night, we have the AAA5 Fast Scan Amateur Television Net. You can check into this net and get more information on what fast scan television is, how to get into it, and things like that. Simultaneously, while we run the net on 2 meters, we also, those of us who are equipped with the television side of it, we broadcast our pictures through the amateur television repeater. So it's a whole lot of activity on Wednesday nights. So that's a very, very good time to be on. Another good time would be on weekends. And I think Norm has something here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just one quick point on the cable channel 57. If you decide to tune it in that way, when you switch your TV to the cable position, you're then hooked up to the VHF input on the back, so that if you put the wire on, although it sounds backwards, don't hook up the little antenna wire to the UHF, but stay on the VHF 75 ohm connector. And if you just decide to try it like right now and just flip over your TV, the other thing is make sure there's no splitter in line, because that it'll filter off the signal and sends it to the wrong port. But those are really the only requirements, and most of the TVs will pick it up.
How often are there signals? Is that used like 20 every day? Is someone
yes.
on there?
The repeater is active, just like a 2 meter repeater on 2 meter FM. It's active 24 hours a day, and it's in use quite a bit. We have one gentleman out there, W7LNX. His name is Lou, and Lou right now is bedridden with a back injury. Lou happens to be 80 years old, builds all of his own equipment, so Lou's on quite a bit. And we have set up a camera and receiver, etc., right next to his bed. So Lou gets on quite a bit during the day. So one other frequency I did neglect to mention here is 145.17. There is a repeater on that frequency, 145.17, minus 600 for the input. That's on 2 meter FM also. And that's a voice channel that is used very extensively here in the valley for the communications between the amateur television enthusiasts.
Yeah, you can also try 145.170 simplex. We kind of float back and forth because of the location of the repeater. Some of the guys that don't get into it real well will switch that way. So try it either way.
Okay, I invite your phone calls. Let me try. I'll never get these phones done if you guys don't call and have any questions. I mean, I'm amazed at some of the things that the Amateur TV Club does. So if you have any questions, by all means, give us a call, 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. Now, let's go back to... What would a person has not, you know, doesn't have any equipment, needs to have exactly? Now they got to get their camcorder, right?
Yes, they need a camcorder or any other source of video, composite NTSC video. That's standard television type video. A lot of computers, such as the Radio Shack color computer, personal computers generally have a composite video output. You can use that as your source of video. Then you can make graphics on your computer screen and retransmit those via the amateur television transmitter and get on the air. Again,
well, you need more than just, don't you need more than that?
You need a transmitter. Now, a transmitter can be something you build yourself. In the amateur radio handbook, there is a transmitter that you can build.
What would the components, if you were going to build it yourself, cost approximately?
Somewhere in the vicinity of $100.
Okay.
For about less than $200, you can buy a commercially available transmitter. There's several different sources for these around. They generally advertise in 73 magazine. One of the more popular ones is AEA. They have a very, very nice line of amateur television equipment, PC electronics. There's a new company in town locally that is going to be selling television transmitters also. We'll update you on that as soon as...
You wouldn't know what that company is. It's not public record yet.
It's not actually formed yet, but through our club... we will be one of the distributors. So if anybody wants to get a really nice 10-watt amateur radio transmitter for less than $200, they can contact our club, and we'll steer them in the right direction.
Okay, that sounds good. I want to ask one more thing before I take a little break here. I know what a handy talkie is. I'm familiar with that, and I'm sure most everybody out there is. If you're not, it's what we call walkie-talkie, a handy talkie. But you carry around something that you've kind of nicknamed, I don't know if you've registered it or not, but called a looky-talkie. Now, explain exactly how big a looky-talkie is.
Okay. Now, a 2-meter walkie-talkie is something you can hold in the palm of your hand. And I have, I don't know if you want to call it invented, but constructed a thing that I've coined to call a looky-talkie. It's a little larger than a pack of cigarettes, and it's a little bit smaller even than a 2-meter handheld or walkie-talkie. And inside of there is batteries, a camera, an antenna, and then there's a television on the backside, a little small television, 2-inch television. And I carry that around, and I can transmit into the amateur television repeater. People can see me, and then I can go into the receive mode, and I can see who's transmitting to me. So it's a complete ATV station in a handheld unit.
Being extremely naive, if someone wanted one, how many are there, first of all? How many have you built of these?
I've built two. And I have seen two or three others. I went to the Dayton Hamfest just recently, and several of the other people from an article that I wrote for one of the ham radio magazines, constructed different types. So there's probably a half a dozen in the world right now.
If some person wanted one of these things and didn't know how to make them, what would one of these looky-talkies be worth?
Somewhere in the vicinity to $600 to $800. So it's not a whole lot more than your average dual-band handheld walkie-talkie. So we're getting into the Dick Tracy two-way wrist television era.
I don't know about everybody out there, but I think it's fascinating. I want to take a minute to talk about Showtronics. I had prepared my normal ad that I was going to run for Showtronics, and I got a phone call at the radio station this morning when I just got here, and I thought that I'd change a little and tell you about an incident that I guess occurred yesterday. This gentleman heard the ad about Showtronics, the place for computers at 1831 West Rose Garden Lane in Phoenix. That's just north of Bell Road. And he heard about it. He went down and got his free box of diskettes, which is amazing that you can just walk into Showtronics and get a free box of high-density diskettes. I mean, that's like $9 or $10 value. Just walk in and say you heard ham radio and more. But anyway, he went there. And, of course, Alan Chope, the owner of Showtronics, is no dummy, because when he went in there to get his free diskettes, he, of course, bought something, which, you know, and then I guess a friend of his also bought something and a few others. But anyway, he also went to the class yesterday, because Showtronics gives free classes every Saturday at 3 o'clock on beginnings of computers. I mean, DOS and how to use a computer and the basics. Well, let me just read what I wrote down as I was talking to this gentleman who was there yesterday. The class went from 3 to 8 p.m. I mean, 5 hours, and Alan Chope, the owner of Showtronics, gave the entire lesson himself. This is what it said. It was really great. Al knows his stuff without question. Really seemed to enjoy teaching it. I learned more today about computers than I had totally known before. In addition, Al gave those of us, now I don't know if you'd want me to repeat this or not, but I am, Al gave those of us who didn't have it the Windows type icon program manager that he puts in all his machines free of charge. It has a $69.95 price tag on it. I mean, all in all, though long, it was extremely enjoyable. That's what this gentleman went and said, and he's going to buy a printer at Showtronics, and he never heard about them until last week's show. Let me tell you, they have about 45 employees at Showtronics. They have 12 to 15 computer setups in the store that are working. That's more than I've seen in any other computer store than I've gone to. I see two or three in some of the stores, and they have 10 or 12 from 386s and 286s and 486s with this big, they have this big Mitsubishi monitor there that was just fantastic. And their prices are second to none. Remember, Al will beat on the Tech Series, his Tech Series of computers. He'll beat anybody else's. I don't care which name you bring him their ad, he'll beat their price. And just stop in to Showtronics, 1831 West Rose Garden Lane, that's just off of 19th Avenue north of Bell Road, and you will get free a box of computer diskettes. That's right, a free box of high-density computer diskettes. I don't believe he gives that away, but he does. A whole box, $9 value, just for going in and mentioning Ham Radio and More. And see Mike Connors, NQ7K, who works there. And if you have any questions about how ham radio and computers go together, he'll be happy to answer it. If you have any questions, call 256-2266. That's Showtronics phone number, 256-2266. And yes, they're open today, Sunday. And sign up for a free class next Saturday, or they have one this Tuesday night also, I believe, on how to use their certain menu programs. So if you need computers, go to Showtronics. The more you know about computers, the better Showtronics looks. I just had to tell you all that because I was amazed at a response. What kind of upcoming events, Norm or Earl, does the Amateur Television Club have to offer for those of us who want to get involved?
Well, with any luck, if NASA has luck with STS-40, the next shuttle mission, when it launches, we normally put the entire mission over ATV. We retransmit it through an agreement with the FCC and NASA. And this that alone is terrific, because it runs the entire mission from liftoff to landing. You've got everything that goes on in the shuttle. And when they're doing nothing, they generally invert the shuttle and take live color cameras and just show the Earth.
You did this at the last shuttle mission?
We do this normally for every shuttle mission except the military ones. And they generally blank them out, or, you know, they're just not enough video to do it. But yeah, if we can, we do.
Yeah, there was a first that just happened on the last shuttle mission, STS-37. And for the first time, now, the astronauts have sent video, as we've all seen on public television, down from the shuttle to the Earth. But for the first time, video was sent from the Earth up to the shuttle. And it was done via ham radio.
Really?
And it was done on a frequency of, well, we can say this now, it was a secret frequency, but now it's made public, on 434 megahertz, our standard repeater input. There was three stations, one in California, one in Texas, and one somewhere on the East Coast, and they uplinked the video, their club video, up to the shuttle, and the astronauts actually saw these people and did two-way communications with the people on the ground. So for the first time, we even aced out NASA or the government or anybody else. Video was sent from the Earth up to this space shuttle and vice versa, you know, a two-way exchange of video. So that was a very, very interesting thing and very good first for amateur radio.
Yeah, and the so anyhow, we've got the NASA thing. That's when we've been trying to get the schools to watch, because real inexpensively they can have a real have everybody watching it. So that like I said, Wednesday, if everything goes well, and then just normally all the guys are running mobile, portable. We've had them in airplanes. Today, two of the guys were flying around shooting video. We've had him in, Mike Connors from Showtronics flies in a glider with a transmitter. And we've had him in hot air balloons, helium balloons, hang gliders, stock cars, radio-controlled helicopters and airplanes.
I'm just curious, do you have a videotape of many of the different things that
we've
have
got
done?
Quite a library now, yeah. And we've got one of the guys, Wayne, N7MAO, and he goes skydiving with a transmitter and camera.
Would there be a way for people, I mean, I would think that you guys who are in charge of programs for the clubs, the amateur radio clubs here in Phoenix, get a hold of these guys. I would think that would be an interesting program.
Yes.
To see some of the amateur TV that has been done, if you have video cassettes of it.
If they get a hold of us, we'll be more than
willing. Why don't you give us where they can get a hold of?
Sure. They can get a hold of the AAA5 club by writing to P.O. Box 64051. Phoenix, Arizona, 85082. Or they may call myself, Amaral, KS8J. You can call me at 978-9037. And they can call Norm here, WV7K, at 582-8087. Good old Math Go processor. Never forget Norm's phone number.
Okay. Let me take a moment to talk about Wallpaper World. Everybody needs to beautify their homes, and everybody wants to do it at the lowest prices. Right now, we've been lucky. The temperature has been kind of low, but I'm sure that in the next few days, we'll see 100-degree temperatures again. If you don't have all of your windows covered, now is the time to get them covered at Wallpaper World. They have some new vinyls called the Finesse line of vinyls, and these are pearl embossed multi color vinyls, which are just absolutely beautiful. I saw some of them during the week, and there's turquoise and there's peach and there's off-white and there's white, there's even a black with some gray in it. It's really neat. And you can buy them very inexpensively because Wallpaper World manufactures them themselves. They are the factory. Plus, if you want duets, which are really sweeping the nation, these are a pleated shade that have a honeycomb effect in them, which really keep the heat out. Duets are on sale now at Wallpaper World. And if you mention Ham Radio and More, this is something that they don't advertise in their paper, and they don't advertise in any of their mailers or anything. But if you mention Ham Radio and More at Wallpaper World, and you buy a duet, or buy many duets, they will give you free installation at their sale prices, which is unbelievable, because that's a savings of between $7 and $10 per blind, per shade. So now is the time to buy and cover those windows, keep the heat out for the summer. And of course, if you need wallpaper, Wallpaper World is the place to go. They have 6 locations in the Valley. I'm sure there's one near you. There, you've got one in Chandler. They've got the new one in Mesa at the southeast corner of Southern and Stapley. They have one in Scottsdale, Paradise Valley at 40th Street and Greenway, Northwest Phoenix at 43rd Avenue and Bell Road, and their main headquarters and factory at 30th Avenue and Thomas. Wallpaper World, 678-1234. If you have any questions, now is the time to go and buy at Wallpaper World. You won't be disappointed. We have a caller, and Bill, KB7NAZ, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Hey, Ryan, this is Bill Miller, KB7NAZ. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
Excellent show. Earl and Norm, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing very good today, Bill.
Terrific. Ryan, I want to tell you that the ATV Club's rebroadcast of the shuttle activities is what got me reinterested again.
And that was what, on that STS-37 or whatever?
37, right.
Right.
And all the questions and everything I had, I got Earl's phone number, and Earl has been very helpful. All the guys in the ATV Club are very, very forward and providing information and help to anybody that's interested. In fact, one of the guys just left my house a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we love to get new people interested in the amateur television, and we sure welcome your calls and anybody who wants to call in at 241-1510, and we'll be more than glad to answer your questions.
Not only that, but the phones seem to be working.
These are a great bunch of guys, Lenny.
Well, I thank you, Bill, for calling, and you sound energetic towards it. I'll tell you that. You sound very upbeat today.
Oh, I am. This ATV is something that you can really be upbeat about.
Do you have a video camera, and have you been transmitting?
I just had, yeah, I sure do. I got one of the club boards that Greg made, and in fact, we were just playing around with it today. I need some adjustments on my equipment, but everything is working real good.
Well, that sounds real good, and if Bill needs some help, he knows who to contact there in the club, and we'll be more than willing to come over and help him tune it up or whatever. And the ATVers are very much like that. We're very much an experimenter-type breed of people, and we love experimenting, and we love getting new people interested in this hobby because we think it's the greatest thing since candy.
You're a great bunch of guys, Lenny, and you got a great program.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you for participating. I appreciate your call.
Hey, thank you.
73s, take care.
All right, 73s.
Okay, Norm may want to tell us a little bit more about some other stuff. We have some things that happen on Monday night and some other things that the people do.
Yeah, we've got Larry, N7NOU. He has a show that he puts on Mondays at 7 o'clock, and it's kind of a show about ham radio. It's kind of like this, actually, mm-hmm. Except it's on video and it's on the repeater. So that there again, like I said, you start adding to the list, and there's just about
how long of a show is it?
That it runs 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And it
comes via satellite, and it's another one of these shows that we're allowed to rebroadcast a commercial show off of the satellite. There's certain things we are allowed to rebroadcast, gotten permission by the FCC to do.
Did you or have you ever rebroadcast? I think it's WA2QYT. Jack in Rochester, New York, he had a show. I don't know if he's still doing the video show via satellite. He had an amateur radio show on Monday or Tuesday evenings.
Okay, I'm not sure if this is the same one, but it's along
either.
That line. This is Mr. Heil.
That's not the name. This was Jack. I can't remember his last name, but WA2QYT was his call. That I remember. I spoke to him before we went on the air ever at with this radio show.
Yeah, it's very similar to a show like that, except it is video. And for the last few weeks, they have been showing video of the Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. I was fortunate enough to attend that, and we had just... well, there's like 40,000 hams there, and we had just hundreds and hundreds of people at the amateur television forums.
Is there any thought of filming the, I'm sure there is, I mean, it's a naive question. Is there any, are you going to film Tud Hill and show that over the radio?
Actually, at Tud Hill, we do live television broadcasts from there.
You were there last year with that funny-looking antenna and everything,
true.
Right?
That's true.
We usually have a booth set up inside of the main building there, don't we, Norm?
Yeah, right inside of the main convention hall. And it appears this year we'll have another booth set up, and have something to give away, or to raffle.
Maybe a
looky
talkie.
Maybe we can talk him into.
Now last year we gave away a VCR and
a
television transmitter already assembled and tuned up.
So yeah, we'll definitely have some goodies out there.
I think it's neat. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Brian, KE7GH, welcome to Ham Radio and More. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone, and 73s. I've been watching the repeater here. I have Greg NT7L live on the repeater. And he was wondering if you're able to receive his picture there at the radio station.
Well, we're watching Greg right here, right now, and we see Greg waving at us. And
I'm waving back to him.
Len's waving back at him.
Does
he? I'm sure that Greg sees him there. At least he hears us on the radio.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad he's been asking here on the air on 5170 whether anyone was able to see over at the radio station there. So I'm glad you're able to.
Oh yeah.
Well, I want you to know that our engineer Ray, who tries to take a few naps during our show for some reason, is wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and trying to get a look at the screen here. So, it's very much of interest to him. Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, and Also, for those of you out there that want to try to receive the KS8J repeater, tune your cable-ready televisions to cable channel 57, connect an outside antenna to the VHF input, and just a short little 6-inch piece of wire in the back of your cable-ready input there, and you may be able to see the Greg NT7L there waving at you from his ham radio shack at his house.
I can just see it now. All the guys out there are starting to futz around with their televisions, and the wife's like, what are you doing to my TV set?
Yes, that happens.
All once in a while, we have somebody that just runs into it. And we had one of the guys at work happened to. He was walking down the hall, and this guy didn't know comes up and, hey, I saw you on TV last night.
Yeah, what show were you on?
Yeah,
huh?
And he couldn't figure out what it was. So it's really easy to do once you've done it once. There's no real mystery to it.
Yeah, once you start getting it, you'll want to put up a better antenna and start receiving it better. And it's possible to see the repeater here in town just like it were one of the local television stations. It comes in that good.
I can tell you that Earl is so up on this. He can spend, I think, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without sleep just talking about amateur television.
I only work to support my hobby.
Brian, anything else you have to add?
Looks like Lou is on there now. I see Lou looking up on the screen, and Greg has switched off.
Oh, yeah. Lou is the club treasurer, by the way, everybody, and Lou is our 80-year-old operator there, and Lou's bedridden right now, but through the miracle of amateur television, we have a camera and transmitter and receiver set up next to Lou's bed, and Lou can join in on the activities from the comfort of his bed while he's recuperating. So, amateur television is just great for doing things like that, and I know Lou enjoys it, and we sure enjoy seeing Lou's picture all the time there. And we'll say hi, and we'll wave to Lou, and we see Lou waving back at us.
Okay, Brian, thank you for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going to take a minute here to talk about Antennas West in Provo, Utah. Jim Stevens, a proprietor, KK7C, and Antennas West, and their phone number being 1-800-926-7373, 1-800-926-7373. Those of you who have not yet called them, you certainly need to get your tiger's tail for $5 for your 2-meter handy talkie. Just apply the tiger's tail to your 2-meter HT, and it will definitely increase your output and increase your receive capabilities. You'll be able to lower the battery setting from high to medium or medium to low and get the same response just by putting on the tiger's tail for $5. Everybody that's used it has been very, very pleased. It's no new invention. It's not something brand new, something been around for a long time, but he's just putting it together and marketing it. And basically, that's what business is all about, packaging something that's in demand. And for $5, you know, you can't beat that. And it would be helping one of my sponsors, which, of course, I appreciate. Also from Antennas West, Jim Stevens has the QRV DX Half Square, which is a fantastic antenna for a high-rise apartment or a balcony. I know we don't have a lot of high-rise apartments here, but or from a balcony of a second-story apartment. He's used it across a parking lot in the middle of the night in a commercial building with acres of fluorescent lights. He's hung it from a rock outcroppings on a treeless desert island in a northwest rainforest, in a swamp in the Rhine River lowlands, in backyards, and hidden under the eaves in picky neighborhoods and snoopy motels. He kept improving it until he was confident that it had that he had the DX antenna that was easiest to use and deliver the most DX bang for the buck. He's tried hundreds of antennas and hundreds of methods for launching them, but the half square is the fastest and most adaptable DX antenna you'll ever see. And it usually, he has it for 10 meters, 15, 20, and 40, and you can modify it to use in the warp bands. So he normally the 10-meter one is $39.95. He'll give it to you for $34.88 if you call him and mention ham radio and more. That's 1-800-926-7373. And by all means, give Jim Stevens a call for a tiger's tail or for the half square. You won't be disappointed. And he'll be our guest again in 2 weeks, and we'll talk about field day, which will be the 22nd and 23rd. Let's see. What else can we talk about amateur television? I know you've got pages and pages
pages there. But you know, you mentioned something about there's some transmitter hunts coming up.
Right.
I believe.
This coming Saturday.
Oh, right. Well, amateur television enthusiasts around the country, we haven't done any here in Phoenix, and if the interest does pop up, we will. But amateur television operators, we also do hidden transmitter hunts. We hide the camera, we hide the transmitter, we hide the little antenna, like the looky-talkie somewhere, and we set it down just like you would a regular 2-meter hidden transmitter hunt. And guys drive around with their little television receivers, and they try to find it. And it's very difficult, really.
What might also be interesting, and I don't know how receptive the hidden transmitter group would be, you know, if they'd be interested or not, but it might be something to cover their going and looking this Saturday for the in the tea hunt. It might just be
true.
An interesting event to cover, just how they do it. It would be everybody could receive it on their televisions.
Oh, that's
that might
true.
Be an interesting
and see it through the repeater. Also, our club.
Well, okay, real fast.
Our club does. Public service announcements and public service events. We cover things like the triathlon, where we do health and welfare and all kinds of stuff like that. So amateur television does have its place today, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Okay, thank you, Earl. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for calling in and participating. Thank you, Wallpaper World, Showtronics, and Antennas West for sponsoring. I can still use more sponsors. Please give me a call at KFNN Radio, 241-1510, or drop me a note. 73's Arizona, and thank you for listening. KB7 LPW, this is Len Winkler.
We'll
clear to next week, and here's looking at you.